Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David Norli Simai, Leilu Nishmas of Yehu Chaim ben Arav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, and Leilu Nishmas Kittel Basorav Eliezer Manoach. We read in last week's parasha something which I think can provide a third dimension in terms of the benefits of bitochin. We know that the benefits of bitochin are the major benefits, the primary benefits are twofold. Number one, the ability to achieve our goals. And the Chofetz Chaim is quick to point out in a letter to the soldiers that kifi godel habitochin kach godel atzlocha. According to the extent of our bitochin is the extent of our hatzlocha. It's not an all or nothing thing. If I have 100% bitochin, I get what I want. If I don't, it's not 100%. It doesn't do anything for me. Not true. There's levels of bitochin. There's hope that's less than bitochin, but still has a power of bitochin. And there's this total confidence that Hashem will deliver. And all of these things, kifi goydel habitochin kach, the hatzlocha, the success, is commensurate with the depth and extent of the level of trust that I put in Hashem. And of course, there's a secondary benefit, no less significant, and that's the benefit of what the Chovei Salavov calls menuchas nefesh habriteach, the peace of mind of the one who trusts in Hashem. Nothing to worry about. Hashem is a kol yochol. He can do anything. He is Molei Chesed V'Rachamim. That's the way he created his world. That's the purpose for his creation. And therefore, I am Menuchas HaNefesh. I don't have to worry. I also know, besides everything else, there's nothing I can do anyway. You know, part of the Menuchas HaNefesh on Shabbos comes from the fact that I can't do anything about it. Same thing if I have Bitochen. I know that only Hashem's in control. I can't do anything about anything if he's not going to do it. So what am I getting all bent out of shape about? What am I getting nervous about? What's the problem? That's the second benefit. But it seems there's a third benefit, which I think is also very significant. And that we find, I'm sure I've mentioned it here before, but we find that in Parshas Vayetze, where the Torah tells us, Vayiso Yaakov es raglo vayelech arzu b'nei kedem. Yaakov lifted up his feet, and he went out to Bnei Kedem. And Rashi seems to be bothered by why the Torah has to tell me he lifted his feet. Why couldn't he schlep his feet? Why couldn't he just walk? And Rashi seems to say that the Torah is giving us a message here. It says, Smeachar shehuftach b'shmira. Once he was promised that Hashem would protect him, Noso libo yesraglo v'naso kal leches. His heart lifted up his feet and became lighter and easier to travel. A person who has bitochen in Hashem, the confidence that Hashem will guarantee his success, then his physical actions become much easier. He's much more capable of extended and strenuous hishtadlus because of the fact that he knows that Hashem, in fact, will make him succeed. It's a very simple psychology that when I know that I can do it, then I can give it all I got. Someone once gave me a marshal about running to catch a bus. He says, if I know that for sure I'll get it, I can give it all I got. But if I have a suffix whether I'll make the bus, even if I give it all I got, I'll never be able to give it all I got. I can't possibly put in that level of intense effort when I'm not certain that I'm going to achieve the results. And this can have so many different ramifications in our life because we do have to do hishtadlus, and we're not on the level to live without hishtadlus. And in the hishtadlus that we do, very often we fall short. We feel incapable. We feel too tired. We feel too overwhelmed. We feel inadequate. We feel, so many other emotional interference with the ability to put in the proper ishtadlus. But if I know that I can succeed, if I know that Hashem, I can rely on Hashem that He will make me successful, then nasa kal aleches, it becomes easier. The ishtadlus is easier. The hard efforts become much easier because of the fact that I know they will, in fact, bring to success. Something I think that's very, very important to keep in mind. And the truth of the matter is that the heart, the mood, the emotion is well known to have enormous effects upon what we do, how we live our lives, how successful we are, how capable we are, and what even physical prowess we have to accomplish our goals. I believe there's a Loshen in one of the Meforshim of the Medrash, and I think it's on this Pasuk of Yisro Yaakov, says, Kefi simchas halev, kachai haguf. The life of the body is determined, is regulated by the happiness of the heart. Simchas halev has a therapeutic, a transformative effect on the organs of the body, on the bodily functions, on my material bodily function. Because if I feel good, if I'm happy, if I'm confident, if I'm assured, it's a whole different story. And that, in truth, is a great benefit of the Midas HaBitochen. The happiness that a person has, the Simchas HaLev, which is very much related to the confidence that I have, it changes everything in my life. I'm physically healthier, I'm more capable, I have more power, more koyach to do things, and it really is like it has a transformative effect on a person's life. And research has been done many times over about the effect of positive emotions on the body, on the immune system, and of course the devastating effect of negative emotions on the same. So it's very important that we realize that kifi, the degree that we can muster bitochen, it's to that degree that we actually give ourselves additional strength to be able to put in the efforts that are necessary to accomplish the goals. And that, of course, is a another motivation why a person should be very, very engaged, involved in developing and expanding and developing to the greatest degree possible Midas HaBitochen. So we have a three-pronged benefit to the Baal Bitochen: access to the desires of his heart, Menuchas HaNefesh, tranquility and peace of mind in not worrying about anything because Hashem is in control, and even enhanced physical capabilities, enhanced ability to do, to be mishtadel, to put in the effort, to put in the right effort, to put in a tireless effort, because he knows at the end of the day that he is going to succeed. And that can spell all of the difference. And we talk about happiness. I think it's important to keep in mind that the definition of happiness is really very much in sync with the Midas HaBitochen. Happiness, Dovid HaMelech said, Acha shualti meis Hashem, oiso avakesh, shivti bebeis Hashem. That was his greatest prayer, to sit bebeis Hashem. And about one who sits bebeis Hashem, Dovid HaMelech said, Ashrei yushrei b'secho. Happy is the one. So Osher, Aleph Shin Reish, that Shirish, refers to happiness. And the Chayra, the Shirish, and Loshna Kredish, the Shirish always tells us what it means. Osher refers to validation. Happiness is about feeling good about myself. If a person feels good about himself, he can be happy. If he doesn't, then he doesn't have happiness. He can indulge himself with all kinds of pleasures. But the pleasures don't usually make him feel good about himself. To the contrary, sometimes he do just the opposite. But if he truly feels good about himself, then he can feel true happiness. And when a person has bitachon b'Hashem, it so elevates me to feel good about myself because I am in this connection with the Borei Olam. I have such a close relationship with him that I can rely on him and he will respond. He will respond to the trust that I put in him. Wow, I must be very special. So the Midas HaBitochen can be instrumental in developing happiness in a person on the level of HaBitochen, and therefore I feel I have this special relationship with Hashem, and therefore I feel very validated, very special, very unique, because of the level of this of the relationship that I have with Hashem. So the Bitochen can cause that as well, and therefore can cause as well true happiness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should be able to develop and expand that Midas HaBitochen. It should help us in our day-to-day dealings. It should help us to achieve and accomplish our goals. It should help us to have a life of peace of mind and tranquility and menuchas hanefesh in the process. And it should give us that additional measure of strength, that noso liboy esraglo v'nasa kalo leches, that the heart, which is Batuach Hashem, should be able to send the message to all the Eivorei HaGuf, all the bodily organs, to get on board with this program and to run with it and to achieve with great chesed, with the